scripture reading from Ephesians says a few things about the life of the church together. It says that the church should come together and sing hymns and songs and spiritual songs. I've always wondered what that means. You know, I grew up as a United Methodist, and I remember in the old Methodist hymnal, there was in the very front of it instructions from John Wesley for singing. And I know in my little local United Methodist church, we took those words to heart. Didn't matter whether you had a good voice or not. You know, you sang because it felt good, and sometimes it might have been a holy cacophony, you know? But we sang with gusto the old hymns of the church, just like we do here. There's something about singing that makes your heart just be glad. I don't know if that's true for you, but it is for me. Amen? There's something about that. And in today's world, except for karaoke bars, the church really is the one place where you can get away with singing, you know, and have feel a sense of joy in it. And sometimes you may not even really know the tune or the words particularly well, but you know, you sing with gusto because you're singing to God, you know, singing for joy, for what God has done for us. So I'm very happy to have been raised United Methodist because it gave me a sense of song. It gave me a sense of the hymnody of the church. You know, all those great old hymns we sing every now and then. We actually try to sing at least one every Sunday. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, but most of the time we try to fit at least one good old hymn in, you know. They're wonderful, the way they can teach you, number one, you know. When Wesley started the Methodist movement, his brother, you know, was right with him with it, and his name was Charles. And if you look in, you don't have very many hymnals left, I know, in your pew. It's on purpose, but anyway. if you look in a hymnal, and probably many of you may have one at home, and you look back to see who authored hymns, Charles Wesley was a great author of hymns. Some of the great ones that we still sing were authored by Charles, and what Charles did was put Methodist theology to song. That's what he did. He put the theology to song, and one of the hopes that I have as we continue to work on creating a new statement of faith for MCC is that it sings. That it sings. That we can That it's just a part of the fiber of our being, and that we can sing our theology, because an awful lot of the time theology is not easy to sing. I want to just tell you, it just isn't. But I hope that that's one of the things that we can do. Toward the end of this passage from Ephesians, to just switch a little bit, Paul says something else to the church. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart, giving thanks to God at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know? Giving thanks for all things. Someone has written on this passage that praise and thanksgiving are the proper response to what God has done in the believer, to what God has done in our lives. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his wonderful little book, Life Together, wrote this: sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. Where the heart is not singing, there is no melody. There is only the dreadful medley of human self-praise. When the singing is not to the Lord, it is singing to the honor of the self or the music, and the new song becomes a song to idols. See, Dietrich Bonhoeffer understood what singing does. It lifts us up out of ourselves. And it places us in the presence of God, to whom we give thanks. Now, I stand before you today, and probably if some of you are kind of wondering, all things? Yes. All things. We give thanks to God for all things. Now, many of us have challenges. Amen. You know? And they run the gamut, these challenges. Our children in children's church have challenges. The little ones have challenges. They're being challenged to grow up and do well in school. We're going to bless the children next week and the teachers and so forth as they enter into the new school year. We do that next Sunday. But they have challenges of the everyday. Parents have challenges. How do we raise our children up to be good citizens, to be good people, to know right from wrong? How do we put food on the table and a roof over their heads? How do we give them what they need? And as we grow older, we have other challenges. What am I going to do with my life? Is a great challenge for the teenage years, and on into the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. Some of y'all still trying to figure it out. What am I going to do with my life? And I don't know about for you, but for me, that was an incredibly important question. It was. What was I going to do with my life? Well, I knew I was going to go to college, so that was, fine. But then I thought, well, maybe seminary. Well, Marine Corps. In seminary. Okay, all the time trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life? And once I finally figured that piece out, then I looked at my sexuality and went, oops. I thought maybe God had a sense of humor. I knew God hadn't made a mistake. I thought, but God has a sense of humor. And that's how I ended up in MCC. As I was trying to figure it out, God made a way. God made a way. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But the challenges still come. I had a conversation yesterday with one of our clergy in MCC. And this particular person indicated that the real challenge of pastoring the church that this person pastored was the every week, week in and week out worry about money. It wasn't about the ministry of the church so much, it was about the financial resources to make it happen. And that was difficult. I could see in the face of this person how difficult that had been. And many of our pastors in MCC face that challenge. And we don't face it so much here, thank God. Because we know to give of our time, our talent, and our treasure. So that's not a challenge that I feel week in and week out. Thank you. Thank you. But we face lots of challenges as we go through life. I've been blessed. I haven't faced too many until just recently. And I got that phone call from the doctor. I'm like, okay now, here we go. But I have learned to give thanks. You discover stuff when you're faced with things. And for those of you that haven't heard and are wondering, what in the world is she talking about? Because I still have people trying to hug me. I have breast cancer. And I'm undergoing chemotherapy. And it's just a journey. It's a journey. But what a fabulous journey it's been so far. I give thanks. In all things. Because if I didn't already know I was blessed, and I pretty much know I am, It has been made so evident how blessed I am. I have an incredibly wonderful partner in life, Barbara. Oh, my God. Today is actually the 12th anniversary of our wedding in Canada. There we go. And this is drawing us closer together. You know, after 20 plus years, we're closer now than we've been in a long time. You know, so I'm blessed by that. Surrounded by so much love. Oh my God, you all are terrific. I gotta tell you, you're amazing. The prayers, the cards, the notes, the emails, the texts. Oh my God, y'all are fabulous. You're wonderful. Thank you. I am blessed. I knew it, but wow, do I know it now. And I know these kinds of things aren't just directed at me, but I've seen it happen with other folks in the congregation. You know, when Perk was so ill, there were some people that just surrounded him, took him where he needed to be, when he needed to be there. You know, they just sort of took over and made sure that his needs were met. You know, we face challenges. We have one person sitting in our congregation today who's dying of lung cancer. Met with he and his partner this week. They're so blessed and they know it. You know, they have the opportunity to make decisions and good ones. And we talked about his memorial service. You know, it's a blessing to be able to do that. It is. It's a blessing. You know, to plan your own celebration. You know? For some unknown reason, I read the obituaries. How many of you read them? I don't know. I'm looking always for kind of fun things, like how did they die? Well, they died and went into the arms of their Lord. Or they passed. Or, you know, surrounded by family and friends, you know, whatever. I should have clipped this one out and brought it in. I was thinking about it. This woman wrote her own obituary. You have to go look at it. It's in one of the papers this past week. I don't remember. I think it was Friday. You know, it might have been Thursday, but I think it was Thursday or Friday. And she was like, I've led such a good life. And you will remember me as the chicken lady because I gave away eggs. And it went on and on and on, you know? You know, wow. Blessed. You know? So many of us face challenges in life. And they can really get us down. But I am here to tell you that when you have a firm foundation in faith, when you have a firm foundation in faith and you are so clear about God's love, you can go through anything. It doesn't matter what it is. You can face death and it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't. So I'm here to tell you it's the little things of life that sometimes get to us, you know? Oh, please. And sometimes we get so wound up, you know, about some little thing, you know? Is it really worth it to get that wound up over some of the stuff we get wound up over? You know? Not really. You know? Let it go. Let it go. I think Paul's words about always giving thanks in every circumstance of our life, you know, no matter what it is. What do you have to be grateful for? I'm grateful for my partner. I'm grateful for this church. I'm grateful for MCC because there are people praying all over the world for me. I know that. What are you grateful for? What are the challenges that you faced? And what are you grateful for? Have you thought about that lately? Yes. You know? I hope so. Sometimes it's the death of a loved one that, ooh, and we wonder how are we going to go on? Mm-hmm. It's hard. The loss of a relationship. Oh, how do you go on? I'm here to tell you, you can. Amen. You can. It's not easy. But God's watching over you each step of the way. One day at a time, that's all we're promised. And not all of us are promised the whole day. Who knows when you leave here? Well, I'm not trying to scare y'all, but, you know. I'm beginning to sound a little Baptist. I don't know. You don't know when you leave here today. What's going to happen to you on the way home? You better get right with Jesus. No. Sorry about that. Can you name your blessings? Oh, please. Name your blessings. Partner. Waking up this morning. Being in church. Your children. Health. So many friends. Yeah. Sobriety. Who else? What else?
Shelter.
You know Jesus. There you go. There you go. Other things. And Jesus knows you. Amen. Other blessings. Your disability income. Absolutely. Her. Yeah.
Retirement.
I'm going to have that one day. Your dog is good after a pit bull accident. Absolutely. Yeah. Two bouts of cancer and still sitting here in the pew. Yeah. In the next week, I've got something to be grateful for. It started today. I've always wanted short hair. And it's already started to come out. This morning in the shower. So I'm going to know what it's like to be bald. We give thanks to God for all things. I'm just excited about that. You know, I know there are some women that go, "Oh my God, get me a wig." No.
No.
I'm looking forward to whatever this thing is that's underneath whatever's left up there. Yeah. Scripture tells us to give thanks in every circumstance, in all things. And that's one of the reasons that we can have joy in our hearts. For me, that's true. And I pray it's true for you too. Not just today, but every day. Will you pray with me? God, we are so blessed. We're blessed by your love for us. We're blessed that you sent your Son for us. We're blessed that you sent your Holy Spirit to us. We're blessed to be surrounded by so many people who love us. Thank you, God, for all of those through the ages who have brought us music and allowed us to sing. Thank you, God, for giving us your church so that we might be supportive of one another and find the joy in the living of every day. Continue to pour forth your blessings upon us. And may our hearts continuously rejoice as we count those blessings day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. Okay.